Our final story on Sound Ideas today is a conversation with the new director of the Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, fresh under the leadership of Jay Pratt. In this conversation with WGLT student reporter Jack Poleznik, Pratt explains how a career in zoo management fulfilled a boyhood dream.
I was fascinated with and have just loved animals and always felt a connection ever since I was a little kid. I'm Canadian, little town in southern Alberta, and there were no zoos really close by. Like, it was an event to drive several hours to visit a zoo. So it wasn't a career for me. Like, it never occurred to me until when I was getting my first degree, my biology degree in Edmonton, that a friend was like, hey, do you know there's this like park outside the city with all these cats that you love? And I visited, and that was kind of that moment where I'm like, oh my God, I could actually do this for the rest of my life. So it was a big changing moment, and it was one I'll never forget.
You've been doing it for over 30 years now, is that correct?
Correct.
And you've been in places like Dallas and Atlanta, Omaha, Utica. Why Bloomington? Why Miller Park Zoo?
When I've made changes in my career, it's always to be able to take that next step, to do more, to affect more people. And there's not a lot of opportunities when you like get into accredited zoos in the United States to be able to take those steps up. Also in an area where you think, you know, I could love that area. I could live there. And this community is very strong in their support of the zoo. It's a small accredited zoo. I really love that kind of small team feel where you know everybody. They're like your family every day.
Right.
So it was a really great opportunity that I was excited about in a region of the country that I really love.
Are there any changes that you want to bring to the zoo at first? Any big plans going in? And on the other side of that, what are some things that you really like about it and that you want to maintain?
I'll start with that one first. I really love, like, it's a very friendly zoo. It's a great environment to walk through. It's very green. There's a lot of trees. It's a very comforting, you know, presence that you get as you're walking through. You can really, you have like nice smaller exhibits where people really, they know the animals. They can see them from different, you know, areas while the animals still have safe places to go. They feel comfortable in it. I see a lot of, you know, kind of enjoyment on both sides of the environment for guests and for the animals. And that's what I want to keep moving forward with. That small community, that jewel or the oasis that everybody loves to come to, because it's, there is a peace there. There is like a real contentment that, you know, you're learning, you're enjoying yourself, and you're getting to experience that in the middle of a city. Looking around, like one of the things in my background, I've done a lot of work as a consultant, as an adjunct professor, and my specialty evolved from training big cats and animals into really focusing on animal welfare, what an individual animal is experiencing at any time. Really looking at how we can elevate the level of care that's been great so far and take it to the next level so that we can become known for, you know, that wonderful small little zoo that just excels at caring for each individual animal, you know, that's under our stewardship.
Our last director at the Miller Park Zoo was around for a long time, you know, had the trust of the community and stuff. And now you're kind of the new guy in town.
New Jay.
Yeah, right. And what would you want to tell the community about yourself and how the zoo's going to be?
Back to when I was a little kid, I have always loved animals and zoos. I recognize the impact they have on not only children, but adults and the community. They should be a safe, fun, enjoyable, entertaining, and educating place for everybody to go. And, you know, as a representative, as the representative of the zoo, like I want people to, you know, be comfortable in coming up and asking questions and, you know, wanting to learn more and being able to give their opinion on like, you know, how we might be able to improve. And like you asked me, what are the things that you also love? What would you love to see? As we develop and we look at a new master plan and collection plan, I really am going to want city, stakeholder, society, but also the public's input on like, you know, what are the favorite things you would love to see that are feasible? I have a very different sense of humor. It is a very dry and sardonic wit that not always everybody gets right away. But what you see is what you get with me. I believe in honesty and transparency. I am always going to, you know, let people know, you know, how I feel in a given situation. And when I'm really excited to be there, it's genuine.
WGLT student reporter Jack Poleznik speaking with Miller Park Zoo director Jay Pratt. Pratt takes over for Jay Tetzloff, who was the zoo's director for 13 years.